When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your mild and air.
Show.
He'll make the whole world shout.
Hey.
He cooked us fish cakes. He raised the beds on my allotment. He gives the rubber bands back to the postman. He gave me a fax machine that works underwater.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. For instance, those reward cards are rubbish. I got too many points on one of them, and now I'm not allowed to drive. People say all the fun of the fair, but they don't like it if you actually cook one of those boil-in-the-bag goldfish. And did the Nazis get a lot of their ideas from the History Channel? My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and his landlady, Pauline, who looks after us. Well, Anton, there's no denying my drop-in centre has been a great success.
Nonetheless, Milton, I still think you should put the manhole cover back.
But if you do that, you might trap some people underground, thus forcing them into a life of being a crime-fighting ninja turtle. I like it. Let's do it.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys.
Ah, Pauline.
Did the electrician come?
I had to wait until 4 o'clock in the afternoon before he managed to open the cupboard under the stairs and I was able to leap out at him.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's important to check you've got an electrician that can withstand a shock.
And after all that, he still wasn't able to do anything about that odd buzzing sound.
Well, I thought he fixed it. Just before he arrived, there was a long buzzing sound and then it stopped and then he came in.
No, Milton, that was the entry phone. I'm talking about that odd buzz that we can't track down.
Now, boys, I wonder if I could ask you a favour.
Not if it's anything to do with hoovering. You see, once my mum tried to kill me with a vacuum cleaner. All I remember is this thing coming towards me with Die Sun written on it.
Might have been some kind of misunderstanding, Milton.
No, because a week later she sent this small bloke after me. He had a really long nose and his name was Henry.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just, well, I wondered if you wouldn't mind talking to Sylvia. She's an old friend of mine from Catering College.
Yeah, we'd love to.
I went to Catering College. I took courses in cutlery and glassware, but dropped crockery.
So is this Sylvia in the catering business now?
Yes, she runs a B&B on the other side of town.
Well, I run a bee. It's part of my attempt to take the record for the world's smallest hive.
And that explains the buzzing sound.
So, can I tell Sylvia you'll be over and help? There's someone posting fake nasty reviews of her B&B online, and it's going to put her out of business.
Well, of course we'll help, won't we, Milton?
Oh, yes, I'm all about helping. Only yesterday I took old Mrs. Hooper's bins out. We had a lovely day at Alton Towers.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Oh, thank you, boys. I'll tell Sylvia to expect you. I ought to mention she is quite... Well, you know how B&B owners can get...
Feisty.
Rude. She won't stand for any nonsense.
My whoopee cushion, we'll see about that.
Good luck, boys.
Thank you. We're quite experienced when it comes to the hotel and catering industry.
Yes, we've had more hot dinners than... Thinking about it, in ancient times, one of my ancestors was a druid who invented the very first TripAdvisor. He stoked up the sacred fire, and then the voices spoke forth.
Tell us, O spirits from far away, about the place of Norse afterlife, Valhalla.
Valhalla, 5 stars. Didn't just float my boat, but set fire to it as well. Had a great night with Leif Erikson, the Viking who discovered America. He couldn't apologise enough.
Valhalla, 3 stars. Bit of a journey, but I was in it for the long haul, and I wasn't disappointed. I soon saw that the cooking was done in a very long haul.
1 star, not happy. Vikings everywhere. Then I sat on one of the hats.
We arrived at Sylvia's B&B. A neat front garden, roses round the door and a nice thatched roof. Just a few of the things which the place could really have done with.
Now, Just to bring you up to speed, Sylvia is the landlady.
I know what a landlady is. A beached mermaid.
No, she's a woman who runs this B&B. We just need to be on the lookout for anything suspicious. Ah, here we are.
Aha! She's stolen my bee and is keeping it prisoner in that tiny metal box.
No, Milton. Sylvia is a perfectly nice, normal bed and breakfast owner.
Well, don't just stand there gawping. Wipe your feet if you're going to come in. We're probably full anyway. Come on, you're letting all the cold air out.
As I said, perfectly normal bed and breakfast owner. Thank you so much, Sylvia. This is Milton.
And I think I've solved the problem of your bad online reviews.
Oh, yes.
Yes, look, they're all signed Anon. Clearly someone's disguising their name, but only slightly. Anton?
No!
Well, it's definitely someone who stayed here in the last year. They say there's a fixed time for breakfast, but that's not true. You can have it any time between 6:45 and 7 a.m. And that there's no choice, but people are completely free to have between 23 and 28 cornflakes.
Oh. I see there are also complaints about the washing facilities.
At least you have the choice between the full English bath or the continental one.
Continental bath?
You know, the one where you don't wash at all.
And the worst thing is, they say we're unwelcoming.
Tell you what, Sylvia, how about we stay the night, just to give us a feel for the place?
Really? Do you have to?
We've brought our own soap.
Oh, all right, then. I'll just go and make up your room.
I prefer one that's not imaginary.
Is he for real?
You have a real problem with what's fact and fantasy, don't you?
Don't worry, it's just his way. Oh, and if he ever offers you a cushion, best not to sit down.
Sylvia was clearly a woman who had trouble staying focused in the present. Speaking of Atlantis, I wonder what my ancestor who invented TripAdvisor would have found out about it.
Behold the fire. Tell us about Atlantis.
Atlantis, 1 star, room a bit damp.
Atlantis, 2 stars. Okay, but if you're after a quick service in Atlantis, don't hold your breath. Oh, no, wait a minute. Do. Whatever you do, do hold your breath.
Atlantis, 4 stars. Met a lovely couple over from the Atlantic, Ted and Sheila. Very friendly. I'll always remember the little wave when we left.
1 star. If I'd wanted to spend a fortnight somewhere this wet, I'd have just stayed home in Rill.
Meanwhile, back at the B&B, Sylvia showed us to our room.
Here we are. Room 4.
Excellent. Perhaps while we're here, we can go online and post some good reviews,
too. Can't get online.
But that sign says you have Wi-Fi.
Actually, it must be pronounced Wiffy, because there's a really funny smell around here.
Right, and this is the room.
How lovely.
Yeah, really convincing.
For the last time, Milton, the room is not imaginary. Look, real beds.
Oh, Magsy, go on top.
Fine, but they're not bunk beds. I'm sorry, Sylvia. I'll explain it all to him later.
All right.
Cushion?
No, thank you. I'll leave you all to get settled.
Right. Now, Milton, remember, we're here to investigate anything suspicious.
Ah! Look!
What is it?
A do not disturb sign on the inside of the doorknob. We could be trapped here for days.
No. I mean, is there anything suspicious about the facilities?
Well, this complimentary water is a bit weird.
Just plain water, Milton.
No, magic potion. Look, I've become a giant and these bottles of shampoo are tiny in my hands.
Look, let's just try to go to sleep, shall we?
Do you know, wherever I go in the world, I find people who have trouble sleeping. But if you talk to any Canadian, that usually does it.
Good night, Milton.
It was good finding out about the hotel industry. In my service to the community, I'd only really kept an eye on hospitals. I remember once asking a nurse where I was, and she replied, ICU unit. I said, ICU unit as well. But it's good to be a hospital visitor, especially that time I got into the operating theatre.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Just visiting this poor man, to show him there's someone who cares.
I couldn't stop him, Doctor, but I did make him wear a gown.
Well, keep quiet, or I'll have you removed.
Moody.
Right. I'll just make the first incision here.
Excellent. I've been looking for somewhere to put these flowers.
Sorry. Please, get out of my way. Right. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
I win.
What?
You both did scalpel, I did stone. Look. Stone easily beats scalpel.
Do you mind?
Shh, you'll wake him up!
Right, where were we? Swab?
Swab.
2-0.
What now?
I did scalpel. Scalpel cut swab.
Clamp.
Clamp.
Stone beat... Clamp beats nose. You win. The next morning, we tried out the breakfast bit of the B&B.
Could I have a glass of water, please?
Really?
Oh, it's OK. I'll just drink the water that I can drain off this bacon.
I don't think much of the food.
Nonsense, Milton. It's delicious. I'm particularly enjoying these mushrooms.
We don't serve mushrooms.
No, I got them off the bathroom wall in our room.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to charge you 20p extra for those mushrooms.
Well, this is the worst place I've ever stayed.
Really?
Bar None. Yes, it's even worse than Bar None, that non-alcoholic pub in the convent.
Well, maybe the reviewer got some things right, but this is, in the end, a typical bed and breakfast. I mean, Sylvia's got a couple of things wrong.
The bed and the breakfast.
Look, we promised we'd flush out this rogue reviewer. Maybe we'll have to set up our own B&B and lure him. Yes, let's set up some kind of sting.
And I know exactly the person who could help with that.
Milton, I am not thinking about using your bees.
I know some wasps too. They're just bees without a job. Everyone knows that.
Let's go.
Are you going to finish that mushroom?
All yours.
I couldn't help feeling sorry for Sylvia. She was the sort of little person I like to help. Not that I'd like to help all little people. For instance, the citizens of Lilliput from Gulliver's Travels. I wonder what my ancestor who invented TripAdvisor would have learnt about them.
Behold the flames.
1 star, small portions, small rooms, small everything, and no hope of finding the minibar at all.
To get some ideas for our B&B, Anton and I flew to a proud nation where they take hospitality very seriously.
It is lunchtime. Come back in 3 hours.
So then we flew to America.
Here we are, the Plaza Waldorfia, the world's only 12-star hotel. What does that tell you?
That you could keep it in the freezer pretty indefinitely.
Good afternoon, sir. Is there anything I can do to help you today?
Oh, yes. What's your name?
Chantel.
Well, if you're not going to tell me your name...
Yes, we'd just like to take a look at a room.
Oh, sure thing, sir. Room 315, follow me.
Well, this really is the last word in luxury. Hideous, hideous luxury.
Here it is, the Emperor Suite, complete with sun lamp, orthopedic mattress, and a choice of 17 different pillows to suit your slumber needs.
Oh, I say, that's quite unnecessary. That pillow there is soft enough. Oh, that's so soft. That's really good. That's too soft, though. It's too soft. No, this is far too luxurious, I'm afraid.
Well, while you think about your room, sir, why not have a little champagne?
I don't think so. I say, is that the Dom Perignon 66?
66, eh? They think it's all over.
Oh!
It is now.
Oh, that is really quite divine, but quite unacceptable.
Hey! Are you guys limeys?
Oh, golly! This is the owner of the hotel, Marcus Leftleg III.
And by the look of it, he's eaten the other two.
Well, let me guess. My hotel too nice for you, huh?
It's certainly luxurious.
It must be hard to see people enjoying themselves.
Well, there's more to life than enjoyment.
That's right, like keeping wasps. All the satisfaction of beekeeping without having to collect the honey.
I'd open a string of these hotels in the UK, but you limeys love your bed and breakfast with your lumpy porridge and your UHT milk.
Don't you knock our UHT milk containers. When they're empty, they make ideal buckets for guinea pigs who want to be window cleaners.
You Brits know nothing about hotel keeping.
Not true. Our pillows are very comfortable. That's why we always bring our own. Would you like to try it?
Sure, why not?
No, don't.
What the...
And if you run a bath, I'll show you how we turn it into a jacuzzi.
Milton! Get out! With pleasure.
One question, Mr. Left Leg.
What?
Weren't you tempted to call your hotel the Left Leg Inn?
Out!
In.
Out!
Shake it all about. One of the things I like to do to help people is my community webcast. I've been wanting to get people interested in local nature. So my first show was all about taking notice of small patches of woodland. And I called it, Look Out, It's the Copse. Then I got inspired by shows like Spring Watch and Autumn Watch, but wanted to take the idea a bit further. But this time, my co-presenter, Katie Wilson, wasn't too sure about my choice of subject. Hello, and welcome to Paint Watch. I'm Milton Jones.
And I'm Katie Wilson. Are you sure about this? Paint Watch!
And we'll be bringing you all the thrills of seeing a vinyl matte emulsion drying to a non-porous decorative finish. Earlier on, we were lucky enough to witness the search for a spoon to prise the lid off. I think you'd agree, Katie, a ritual that seems as old as time itself.
Oh, or at least as old as spoons.
And just look at that moisture evaporate. Look! Look! Look!
Well, that's truly...
Gonna have to interrupt you there, Katie. I think this is a first here on Paint Watch. Absolutely amazing. I've just seen the lid, and it seems it's not apple white as we first thought. It's Misty Meadow.
Milton, what time do you think we'll finish?
Don't worry, Katie, there's at least an hour left. I know, breathtaking, isn't it?
It's just that I've got to pick up my daughter.
And the good news is I've talked them out of putting the heating on because it's speeding up the drying.
So that's why I'm freezing.
Do you want another coat?
Oh, yes, please.
Excellent. Just a nice big brushful. So we start the whole process again. We were determined to catch the secret reviewer. So Anton and I set out to create the ultimate B&B in our own house. We invited Sylvia to check it out.
Well, Sylvia, welcome to our B&B.
It's very nice. I'll enjoy staying here.
Sorry, we're full.
Oh, you're getting the hang of this. Well done.
Milton will show you to your room.
Right, just walk over this coconut matting.
Oh, good.
And squeeze round this fire door.
Lovely.
Hop over the damp patch. And mind the low ceiling.
Oh, very good.
And here we are.
Right. Oh, Milton, those sheets are wonderful.
100% pure nylon.
And the bedside light?
Don't need one. You'll get plenty of glow off the sparks from the sheets.
Quite right. And someone might get electrocuted.
Then we can say that a well-known conductor stayed here. Oh, and I nearly forgot.
What are you doing?
Well, we're only offering half bed and board.
Good news, everyone. We've just taken our first booking. A gentleman is staying tonight. So, team, are we all ready?
Yes!
And I hope you told him he's our first guest and we might not be ready just to put him on edge.
Absolutely. Milton, have you sorted the trouser press?
I tried, but to be honest, it was difficult to fill up the whole newspaper with stories just about trousers.
You think so?
But I did get this catering-sized pack of random body hairs to drop in the food and round the bath.
Milton, you're a natural.
Then we're all set to go.
Our B&B was a big hit, and surely it was only a matter of time before the mystery reviewer showed themselves. Sylvia and I had served breakfast, so all we could do was watch and wait.
Well done, Milton. I'm impressed. You've really pushed the classic British B&B to new heights.
What did you think of the uncomplimentary suite on the pillow? Fudge in the shape of the words, hands off tubby.
A masterstroke. But hang on. Did you say there's broadband in every room?
Yes, on every wall there's a picture of meatloaf.
Milton, it's working. We've just been slated by Mr. Anonymous on the internet. He's staying here right now.
How could he?
Some people.
No, how could he be staying here, yet charging up his laptop and getting internet access?
Very odd.
Yes, there's something here that doesn't add up.
The till. I fixed it to ensure that checking out takes at least 2 hours.
Oh, well done.
Our rogue reviewer's over there, and I have a feeling he's American.
Yes, makes sense. Yesterday he smiled, tried to give me a tip and said, have a nice day, and worst of all, he meant it.
How embarrassing.
Look, he's getting out a laptop and typing. Let's see if it comes up on the website. Aha, here it is. Day 2 in the worst B&B on Earth. The breakfast room is freezing, the bacon is watery, and 3 people are staring at me as I type. And one of them is dressed as a giant half-wasp, half-astronaut. Actually, as I've been meaning to ask you about that, Milton.
I'm Buzz Aldrin.
Ah, of course.
Right, I've had enough of this. You, over there, who do you think you are?
Say what now?
I know who you are. Marcus Leftleg III, owner of the Waldorfia Hotels chain.
Yeah, and why do we even have a hotel chain? To stop someone stealing the hotel?
You're right. I've been leaving lousy reviews to destroy the bed and breakfast industry. How can I open luxury hotels in this country if you all put up with these terrible places?
Well, we don't want your hotels, Mr. American.
You Brits put up with so much stuff you don't have to.
I really don't think so.
Wait, am I standing on your foot?
Well, yes, you are, actually. Have been for some time now.
Well, why didn't you say?
I didn't want to interrupt. I was going to wait until a gap in the conversation.
You Americans don't have those, do you?
I give up. You Limeys are crazy.
Well, and he didn't even touch his breakfast.
Mmm, blue toast. Mmm. We'd found the reviewer, but by now I'd got the B&B bug. My own fault for eating the blue toast. But we were getting lots of bad reviews, and they were killing our business.
Well, Milton, we're empty. No guests, no bookings.
And why didn't you register us with lastminute.com like I told you to?
Well, I was leaving it as long as possible.
Well, there is one last ray of hope. The great British public love it when a place has a connection with a famous guest from history. But well, there just doesn't seem to be any notable figure attached to this place. Milton, what are you doing?
Looking for artifacts. Bones.
Oh, Milton, I'm sure you won't find anything. And, of course, you have.
Look! An underground chamber. And there, a mysterious old crone, deep in a supernatural sleep. She's waking up.
Oi! What's going on?
Milton, that's the basement. It's where Pauline lives. I am sorry, Pauline.
What have you done to my ceiling?
We're looking for history, Pauline. But be careful. It turns out you can't keep treasure you find with a metal detector if it's already in the British Museum.
Alone.
Hold on.
Wait, I can see bones, a skull, medieval armour, and that crest is from the 14th century.
Wow, medieval toothpaste.
Well, he never used it. The teeth in that skull have all gone.
No, the crest is a coat of arms. A shield of lions, lilies. Well, that looks like King Henry IV.
We found the bones of Henry IV.
No, but he's buried in Canterbury Cathedral.
This must be the other Henry IV. Shakespeare's one.
I'm sorry, what?
Henry IV, part two.
Oh, yes, it's like when they found the bones of Richard III in that car park.
Yes, he'd been there for six centuries.
I know it can be tricky finding change for your ticket, but that's ridiculous.
Well, look, we'll need to get this lot authenticated, but if it's true...
This is going to be good for business.
Yeah, I mean, if the bones of a king got people to visit Leicester, the sky's the limit. And so we just had to find someone to prove the bones were authentic. So we called on Anton's friend, Professor Cornelius Harrington Brown, a genealogist.
Good day to you.
Fantastic. Do you know, I've always been fascinated by genies.
No. Genealogy is the study of real people from history.
Like Florence Nightingale.
That's right.
The Lady of the Lamp?
No, that's quite different.
Well, my auntie Jeannie lived in Lampeter, and if you rubbed her up the wrong way, you'd wish you'd never been born.
No. Milton, the professor is an expert in family trees and history. He can confirm whether these are indeed the bones of Henry IV, part two, and he has pieced together his last few hours.
Indeed. For many years, this house was an inn for weary travellers. And who should happen upon it but Henry IV, who has just been defeated in battle nearby.
I see. And Henry must have crawled from the field of conflict, filthy and bleeding.
No. He reached this place late at night in full health.
Oh. But then it can't be him.
Well, if he turned up after 10, there'd be no hot water.
Of course.
And he did die of exposure.
Ah, he was probably in room 7. It does get very drafty.
Oh, that proves it. How can we ever thank you?
Well, I shall have to look at some proper DNA tests, but things are looking optimistic.
May we offer you the best room in the house?
Room 7's available.
Milton, show him up.
Very well. Hey, everyone, this bloke's called Cornelius and he speaks with a stupid posh accent. Oh, I see. Word soon got round that there might be a king buried on the site, and suddenly our B&B became a roaring success. People will put up with anything once they know there's a royal connection. I guess that's the reason Prince Andrew still gets to open things.
Excuse me, but it says in your brochure that the beds are king size, but the one in my room is really small.
Well, Henry IV was only 5 foot long and 2 feet wide.
Oh, I see. My fault, sorry.
It's quite all right.
Now, listen here. My room's got 2 broken windows.
I thought you asked for air conditioning.
Oh, I quite understand. Sorry.
Ah, Milton, well done for finding those bones. Business is booming. We're getting great reviews. And best of all, Marcus Leftleg is here and is interested in buying us out.
You didn't tell me you had royalty buried here. You British have something that us Americans just can't get.
Sense of decorum.
Decent chocolate.
History! As soon as the bones are verified, I'll buy you out for millions.
Ah, that may be Cornelius now. Yes, hello, Cornelius? Oh, dear. And what a shame. So much was depending on it. Yes, I'll see you at the club. It is utterly, utterly devastating. Bye.
Good news.
I'm afraid not. The remains belong to someone else.
Oh, such a shame.
Hard luck, Limeys. Looks like I'll be taking my cash home with me.
But wait! There was this small box we found at the scene. I believe it contains the remains of a King Frederick Charles I of England.
You're kidding me. So that's why on the side it has the initials KFC.
That's right.
This could be worth a lot of money.
Oh, well done, Milton.
And look, around it, tiny square containers with foil lids that contain samples of the king's blood.
Hang on. There are some bones in here, but no skull. Explain that.
I think you'll find that Frederick Charles I, rather than King Charles I, had his head chopped off.
You know, I might just buy this place after all. So this king was beheaded?
Yes. Imagine having the head of a giant bee.
Shame we couldn't get Marcus to part with his money in the end.
Yes, perhaps it had something to do with Milton dipping his chips in the royal blood.
Looks like he might make an offer for Sylvia's place, though. Thanks for arranging some artifacts to be found in her garden, Milton.
Don't thank me. Thank his ancient majesty, the Burger King.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbond. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.